Rachel.
Hello, audio boomers. This is the 25th of February, and I just want to add something short to everybody's posts about why we think that audio boom is possibly making a very grave mistake by making it mandatory, like making it mandatory to log in order to listen to an audio boost. In other words, if you don't have an account, you can't listen to any content. I don't have any kind of reason to repeat what's being said. People have said really good things. Go and listen to them because they are good. I just want to add just a couple more points that either I'm not sure if anyone made or I really want to emphasize. First of all, one of the things that the audio boo, when it got changed to audio boom, and when they did this whole new kind of like new image, is one of the things that was that I first saw on the app was like your radio or reference to radio. And it's still there. And my question is, if you want to be like a radio, how ridiculous would it be if radio stations, mandated a free an account? We own an internet radio station, okay? What if we decided that in order to listen to mintfm.net, you have to have an account with us? How stupid would that be? How many people would not bother with it? I would say most people. Most people are like, screw that. Why should I go, you know, if they want me to listen to their content, why, you know? It's too much hard work. If you tweet something and people will think, oh, well, I have to go log in, so I'm going to go listen to that audio boo or Facebook. At another time, they just won't get back to it, will they? How many times do we favorite something and say, we'll get back to this, and we never do because it's too much hard work, where we can just click on something and it will play? Or even, I know that right now you're still able to listen through the Twitter, but I don't know if that's going to stay this way. But my question is more pointed than that. Like I said, you're calling this a new radio app. Well, who heard of a radio station that requires you to have an account? What if the BBC said, in order to listen to our content, you have to sign up with us? Would they still have millions and millions of listeners worldwide? I'm sure probably a few millions would go away. It's just too much of a hard work. And don't tell me you're not sophisticated enough to track your listeners and where they come from and who is returning and stuff like that. You have an ability to log IP addresses. You have an ability to see what web people like to call hits to your site. You have all this ability. You certainly have an ability to track all the people who are logged in anyway through apps and several platforms. That's been said, I know. Jeff did say, what exactly are you trying to achieve? I don't think you're making this clear to yourselves and to other people. If we had to, arguably one of the most popular websites and platforms in the world is YouTube. Everybody listens to YouTube. People send each other links, you know, people send them in emails, people tweet them, people post them on Facebook. Everyone has a share thing. Every website, if I go to bloody Amazon, I have share on Facebook, share on Twitter, so that people can view what I'm buying, right? Audible has that. I think. eBay. Every website nearly has a like button, a share on Facebook, share on Twitter. If I want to buy something on Amazon and I tweet it, then people can go and see what I bought and they can say, oh, well, maybe I want something like that. But if they required you to log in and see it, then they wouldn't bother. That would take clients, customers, whatever, away from you. If Amazon required you to log in, most people wouldn't see what I bought or whatever. It's just too hard, too much work. Today in our instant coffee world, or people want instant coffee, instant gratification, you know, express, expedited, now, you know, we'll deliver the product before you even decide that you want it kind of world. Yeah. You don't want to make it harder for people to get to your content. And yes, the people that you care about most are the people who pay the big bucks to distribute their content with you. Okay, I understand why you care more about them, because you're not here for your health. You're here to make money. But they're losing out. And you're losing out as a result, because you might not reach other people that potentially will also want to become big clients of yours. That's all I'm saying. I think this is a lose-lose-lose situation. I totally, by the way, agree with not being able to post without an account. Because, you know, there are, and it's the same with Twitter. You can't really post to Twitter or to Facebook if you don't have an account. So all this mystery user business was stupid. So you're going from too much, you know, not enough kind of regulation. I don't know what you want to call it. Kind of like not enough control to too much. And I think you're forgetting where the happy medium lies. I think people are forgetting happy medium on a lot of things these days. So I think Audioboo is going to be losing a lot more than they're gaining. I still don't understand the whole tracking thing. Like I said, Audioboo can track their listeners and the people who go to the website. They can even know IP address, what country you're logging in, or not even logging in. I mean, just looking at the website from. All that is, is possible and available. And the thing is, the way that I found out about Audioboo is by people retweeting things to Twitter. Then, you know, people will never know about Audioboo if you keep it like a closed community. And Jeff said that maybe you give people without an account less. Okay, all right. Let them see just the 20, if they're not logged in, let them see just the first 20 Audioboo from a certain, first 20 Audioboos. I mean, that, you know, I guess it would be the last 20 audio, most current 20 Audioboos from a certain user, or the most current featured 20, or the most current, fine, don't allow access to everything, but don't block access to everything either, you know. People need to come and you know, it's like if you go to an ice cream shop, you get to taste some of the flavors before you commit to buying one, don't you? You know, what if you could never taste any kind of other ice cream? You wouldn't know that you might actually like the butter pecan, because you have to commit to trying it, and you're like, ah, I won't bother, I'll just keep to my vanilla, my simple vanilla that I know. Because I have to buy a whole butter pecan scoop, and what if I don't like it? That's why they let you try it. Anyway, that's just my 2 cents worth, and now apart from being upset about this Audioboo, I really want ice cream. Oh. So, anyway, I don't have any ice cream right now, but at least that way I can dream about ice cream and not have the calories that go with it. So that's a good compromise. But I really do fancy some. Actually, not butter pecan and not vanilla. I think I would right now like chocolate chunk.
Mmm. Sounds good to me.
Speech on. Was recording.
Farewell.